Catholic Lisa?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Oh, hi, Annette. How are you?
We the only two on?
I believe so. I was first.
Well, isn't that something?
This is Roy Florida. I just came in.
Oh, hey, Roy.
Hi.
And then he's the Lisa Keelan.
How are you guys?
I was going to drive over there today, but then I didn't see dragging the gas through the snow, so I'm afraid I'm near my home.
I decided I'd rather spend time here in my office rather than spend 2 hours
in front. Another good point.
You know.
Echo Zero Tango, Foxtrot Tower Hotel, stand by, execute over. Echo Zero Tango, Foxtrot Tower Hotel, execute the follow break. Point. Echo Zero Tango, this is a Foxtrot 7 Hotel. We execute. Turn starboard.
Okay, hello everyone, and welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Welcome, everyone.
Hello. Thank you.
Welcome, everyone. Everyone to our global conference call to powerfully launch the Hunger Project's work. There are more than 700 of us on this call from 23 countries around the world. Many of us have dialed into our bridge, and many others are listening live over the internet. Whether you are brand new to the Hunger Project or have been with us for years and years, this call is designed for you.
Hello?
Hi, Badil.
Hello?
Hi, Badil. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, Badil. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Badil.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Badil. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, Badil. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, Badil. Hello?
Okay. We are on the cell phone. If you could call us back, let me share first. Hi, everyone. I am here with Tazimag and Jace, our friend from Philadelphia. And thanks everyone, it's 3 o'clock in the morning here. Could you call us in the other phone here on the cell phone?
Yes, certainly. Go ahead and hang up the deal and we'll reconnect you out there. Thank you so much for being
okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Calista, I understand you're with us now.
Yeah. At Bojangles, fries can eat tackle. You tap dance on yourself, huh?
Yeah.
All you people can tap dance. You people have a natural sense of rhythm. What's that? Born right in.
I have a confession to make. I was a dead deer 3 years ago. Running along the shore of Idaho. I saw a great big whirlpool, and inside there were 4,000 octopi, and I was a deer, running towards two headlights, a gigantic Mack truck, some ghost was driving it, I think his name was...
Is Bill still up here? Yeah, he's still here. Oh, Master of Reality called and threatened to say that he's going to destroy you if you delete him as SW1 hacker, and they deleted him anyway.
Yeah, that was funny.
Hey dudes, what's up?
Who the hell are you?
I'm Shark. Why are you laughing?
You got such a lame hand.
Well, I've changed my handle, but people know me by that, so that's what I use.
And what's your other handle?
Radigator.
Dun 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 dun. Wasn't it?
Shark from Hemitech seeks revenge on the world.
Oh, Shark from Hemitech.
Oh, wasn't it James Bond at one time?
Yes, it has.
I think I proved my point.
Use correct English, please. Hey, it's Bridge Entertainment.
I think I'm gonna leave.
No, dude, we called you up, dude. That's entertainment.
Hello, this is Chris O'Kelly. Please leave your prayer request now. Hello, this is Chris O'Kelly. It says in the Bible that no one is perfect. But you know something? Jesus Christ died on the cross for each and every one of you. I want to invite any of you, if you have not trusted in Him, just to pray this simple prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I'm lost without you. Father, I ask you to come into my life and save me from my sins. Father, from this day forward,
that hurts.
I trust
that really
in
hurts.
You. Father, from this day forward, I
Who
ask
knows?
That you would forgive me and that you'd wipe my slate clean. Father, I live for you. Father, from this day forward, I want nothing more than just a personal relationship with you. Father, I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you just pray that prayer,
I have decided that I'm not going to talk to fallen people because
you
the fallen people
for Jesus to come in and
make too much shit to deal with in my life, and
everything.
I'm fucking tired of it. So,
you know,
the fallen people.
It says
Paul,
in the Bible
Jesus,
that everyone is fallen short from
Kathy,
God's standards. But you know something?
Most
the
people are with shit.
Jesus
they just fucking pissed me
came
off.
To the earth and died for us. That, and he was sent.
When people
so
that like, fucking talk to anymore,
him
I'm fucking Robert.
Right now, I just want to let you
maybe
know
Jordan,
for each one of you.
Loren,
if you guys
and
want to know
I don't
more
even know
about
Bonnie.
Jesus
and
more
Greg.
About having a relationship with
yeah.
God and more about how to be a Christian.
Those people can just fucking kiss my ass. I don't give a shit.
Now let's begin the lecture.
首先讲一下这个,
First, let's talk about the issue of 天目, or the third eye, or the celestial eye.
在我们这个修炼界,
In our cultivation community,
有许多人呢,
a lot of people know that there are many supernormal powers that exist, especially when it comes to the question of whether we human beings can see the living beings and objects that exist in other dimensions. In society, these things are quite attractive to people. A lot of people are in strong pursuit of these things. Next, let us talk about what the 天目 is and what its structure is. The 天目 that we talk about, actually let me digress and first talk about the expression other dimensions or other spaces, because this question involves things that tend to bring out different opinions among people. Some people may not really believe in them. So let's talk about how other dimensions are understood in the world of modern science. You know, the most common understanding is what people call a four-dimensional space. Of course, this four-dimensional space, as they understand it, is different from the spaces we are talking about, but after all, they're already doing research in this direction. One American scientist pointed out that it's not just a four-dimensional space. He believes there exists an 11-dimensional space. A Soviet scientist has already definitively stated that in his view, if the universe was created by the Big Bang, it's impossible that in that instant, the explosion produced only a single time space. Very likely, there exist other time spaces. In his theory, on the basis of his research, he believes that there should be 20-something different time spaces coexisting simultaneously. That is to say, it has already been definitively stated that in addition to the physical dimension in which our present human society exists, there also exists other physical time spaces. That is to say, whichever time space you take, they are all inherently existing. They are not hallucinations, or ephemeral things, or imaginary things. They are not like that. Of course, in our population community,
Store is a very unique Let's have a little music, that's it. Try BBC.
Right.
It's too bad about all those nice young American Marines who had to die at Guadalcanal, at Tarawa, and now in the Admiralty Islands. And for what?
You'll find out.
To your politicians and your generals, I say, your efforts are hopeless. And now, greetings from your girlfriend to the boys of the 20th Air Force. General Wolf's boys, now approaching Karagapur. And a very special greeting to the boys in the B-29s. Serial numbers 6227, 6314,
6314. That's our number.
Yeah. 6254.
Well, she's broadcasting from Tokyo.
Oh, wait.
How come she knows so much? Could be some people in India don't like us.
265.
Hello, everyone. This is Mr. Jeffrey Combs calling for you from Stockton, California. I'd like to welcome you all to our Tuesday evening More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We have a fantastic call scheduled for you this evening. I believe that every single line is booked out, so welcome to the call. It is my privilege to share this information with you this evening, so go ahead. You may want to take some notes. I have a fantastic guest all lined up for you this evening. I'm just going to cover a few quick announcements, and then we'll jump right in to our very special guest this evening that I do have planned. My name is Jeffrey Collins. I'm calling you from Stockton, California.
I'm the B-29 boys in China.
Of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. You can reach us directly at 800-595-6632. There is information on the website that will give you all the information that is required for you to download information on how to register for the last two workshops of the year. So this Saturday will be in Seattle, Washington. I hit the Northwest up there once a year. It's been quite a while since I've been here. I will be coming back there once every year. I love that area. December 13th, I will be in San Francisco, California, conducting a More Heart Than Talent workshop, and that's at the San Francisco Westin. That is a one-day event, and that event is actually free. I do that event twice a year. It is $89.95 at the door. However, if you request a ticket, all you have to do is email us your address, where you, how many tickets you would like. Email gms@goldenmastermind.com, and we'll send you as many tickets as you require. That is a standing room only event. It sells out at 200 people. And that is really our Christmas event. That's the last event of the year we do for the More Heart Than Talent Workshop. Now we have a prospecting clinic coming up on January 2nd and 3rd. What a great way to launch the new year. That is also in San Francisco, California at the San Francisco Westin.
say with great confidence right now. I mean, it's proof that this stuff really does work.
So you did the two chest.
Two chests challenge.
I don't think we want to get into that any deeper.
No, we don't. No, we don't. We'll leave that alone.
Well, I know you've had you signed a couple folks up here recently, and yep. Are you using? How are you exposing people to the products and so forth?
Basically, it's as simple as you know, just handing out the sample, asking people to call the 800 number.
Yep.
Brochure. It's a really really simple process. It doesn't take a lot of skill. You're not really selling anything. You're basically asking people to check it out, and they make up their own mind whether or not they want to get involved.
Well, I believe you're going to be in the bonuses this period. We'll be able to get you on the call and tell folks what you did that first period.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
That's not a bad thing at all. We appreciate you being on the call and sharing that with us, Jim. And
thank you. Thank you.
Jeannie Roberts, Weatherford, Texas. Are you on the line?
You bet.
Tell us what's going on with you and this product.
Well, I've had some fun lately. But, you know, I love telling about my mom because she's going to be 93 in December. And her arm, her one arm that she's been using the cream on, is totally thicker. And the age spots are gone, 93. And she is so excited. She only wishes she had found this product 20 years ago. I mean, she's really upset with me because I hadn't gotten into it sooner. Of course, it wasn't there, was it?
It wasn't there.
But I got to tell you something really hysterical because I love this. This happened to me yesterday. I met a gentleman, and we were talking and everything, and I told him, you know, he asked if I was married, and I said I was a widow. And he says, "Do you date older men?" And I started laughing. I says, "How old are you?" And he goes, 58. I'm not going to tell you how much older I am than him. But I was laughing so hard, and I really enjoyed that. That made my day.
That was worth the price of a Max bag. Just
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm still grinning about it.
Well, we appreciate you sharing that with
us. Oh, thanks, Beth.
There's Traveling Bill Zimbardi out for you there in California.
Yes, indeed. Hello, everybody.
Tell us what's going on with you.
Oh, absolutely. My wife and I have been involved with this product for about 3 months now, and we thought it was a game ourselves. One of the things we saw immediately is both of us fine lines, well within a week of our call.
Hi, dude. I thought I was sleepy, but I'm not. Which means I'm going to be really tired tomorrow. Maybe it's just to, like, convince myself. I really don't feel like eating.
Hi, Nestor.
If you have interaction level rating 3,
big deal.
Be where you will.
Okay, Nestor. Ivory Tuner says, open the eyes.
I reactivate all channels from you.
You are about to interact with the living eye.
You might sound strong, but you learn to fear it.
And so I just did a joke, and I said,
you can barely hear it, but eventually
I like
you won't even get near it. I'm
is
the Tagmaster. There's nothing you haven't done yet. I'll put you through the limit until you finish one set.
But yeah,
what about my end of the bargain?
And so I took his duct tape, right? Because it was like off his arm and like on his table. And so I just like casually walked by, like, took his like duct tape, all like smooth. Yeah. And so like I hit it in Robert's backpack. And then he was all like, hey, where's my duct tape? Where's my duct tape? And then he started like taking my stuff. And it was like, okay, what the hell? But then I like took it back. And then he takes this, okay, just so you know, I have like this lunchbox. It's like a little mansion lunchbox with like pocket toys and stuff. And it keeps like all my makeup and like pens and stuff in there. And like he takes that, but he wears like these huge kickwear pants. But they're like four or five sizes too big for him. And like he just stuffs my lunchbox down his pants.
Darauf der zwei Unternehmen schließt von morgen.
Der Kerzen flackern innerlich. Der Mond am Fenster lauscht. Der Sohn mit Angst und Schweigen zum Vater teilt sich neigen. Er neigt über eine Lache.
More. Oh, yeah. 909-777. Ooh. That's not even a real prime, is it? 172?
No, it's an imposter.
It's a fake prime. You log. It doesn't say login.
No, it's a front for my elite BBS, guys.
Hey, you got a BBS that you can put on Prime? Because I've got system privileges on a couple of Primes.
I'll probably find one in CPL. Scott probably knows where some are.
Yeah. I had one a long time ago. Until I gave it to Dan, and he decided he was going to change the password and all that other good shit. Oh, my.
We can get the source for the source.
Okay.
That'd be cool.
First, you have to extract it down from, I mean, like, de-extract it down from one byte, you know, because it's shrunk to one byte.
Yeah, it's a good simple word.
Yeah.
That takes, like, running up. Huge.
Like, Prime personally holds their hand. They hold their hand on a lot of good modify software for it. That's what I like about Prime. I mean, it's, you know, I like it. It's not like, you know, digital goes around and, you know, customizes software for people. You know, or, you know, AT&T. Prime does that. That's why I like Prime. Because, really,
because not a lot of people know a lot about them. Have you noticed that? Their 386 Prime is like the most overpriced computer in the world.
How you doing?
Nobody knows anything about Tri-Shoesies either.
I'm good. I couldn't say it any better than Rich did. There's a lot of things that I'm going to miss about Frank, but the most one is going to be him just calling me in the middle of the day out of the blue and making me smile about some idiocy he's just observed. And I'm a contractor, so I'm steeped in idiocy. I even pay for it. And being able to share those last hours with Frank and Val down in Houston was one of the best things that I've ever done. I think Rich would agree. And I'm so glad he went to the great beyond with pink toenails.
Yep.
That's what I have to say. I love Fuzzy and Don, Fuzzy and Kate, and Val and Marianne, and Val's folks. And y'all have a good chat.
I've been to Bangladesh, and I would agree.
Reddish islands. Yellow.
I thank you for listening. I love you, and I am so proud of our hunger project.
Well, you have just made our whole day here, John. So thank you so much, and congratulations on all the work you're doing in Bangladesh. Who else?
Thank you, John.
Thank you very much.
It is more than that. I think I heard Rita. Rita, are you there? Is
it? Hi, John.
Hi, Rita
from India.
It is really June. Yes, I can hear you. Rita, go ahead.
John, you said something so wonderful because at our end, if we look at our philosophy, which goes back to saying that there is a thing called free will, where the destiny and the free will takes over. And free will is like what you said just now, that the wall is in our court and we have to sign it. And we take the free will and we write it. And it's so wonderful. I mean, it just touched that chord in me. The whole idea of we are the writers of our future and our destiny. Thank you, John, for saying that.
John, this is Dwight Friend in Southern California.
Yes, Dwight.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello?
Yes, hi. Go ahead, please.
We're sitting as Suzanne and also speaking for Steve Sherwood, who was our new $1 million investor this year, who was unable to be on the line. Have been investing in the Hunger Project for 24 years. But after Suzanne was in Bangladesh, and we went to Malawi and Mexico last fall, the connection is being present out in where the work is being done and where the facilities are actually transforming. So proven to us that this is the best in the world.
Thank you.
look into ourselves, into our stand for humanity, and to find this new level of financial commitment. And let us just take that moment right now. I thank you for taking that moment. And the number that has shown up for you is the right number, despite how your body feels and how your mind might feel about it. John.
Thank you, Peg. Thank you, everyone around the world. Thank you, Joan, for your extraordinary leadership for these 25 years and for the future.
And counting.
And counting. So we're going to open up the phones now so that we can all hear one another as we say goodbye all around the world. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Bye.